This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, Jason and John, on Detroit FM, ESPN. It's Thursday, June 26th. Cubs Cards, 1:15 p.m.
Thank you for that.
We will actually preempt the show for that. Pre-game starts at 1. Oh, damn. Gabe, the only one that gets to do it, man.
790, the bet carries the games.
Damn, man. I thought we were going to get a chance to get on out of here, man. Let's do the rundown. It's not Caitlin Clark, but it's the Mayo CC. Cedric Coward is a Memphis Grizzly. Some have said next MVP. Some have said like Yang Hensan, two-time Rookie of the Year. Did you know he was two-time Rookie of the Year? I don't know how you do that, but
now,
he did.
What feature did you read on, dude?
Yang Hensan?
Yeah, you're bringing a lot to the table on him. Reach. That's all I got to say.
Oh, you want
to
talk about
my analysis?
You want to talk about reach? Cedric Howe got reach. 7'2", wingspan.
So I hear.
Endless.
A true terror. That's what Baroni called me, the pterodactyl.
Really?
So if that's
on your in the media
game,
that's
any kind of sign. Yeah. And then you call Cedric a pterodactyl?
We went from a T-Rex to a pterodactyl. Yeah, you know, Desmond Bain got the negative wingspan.
Two and a three, right? But yes.
Yeah.
Because KCP going to play the two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
you see what I'm saying. Like
you're going to make it work.
Backcourt, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know what KCP's wingspan is, but I assume it's, you know, decent.
It's got two rings on it.
So it's got two rings on that wingspan, bro.
That's what I care about.
That's exactly right. so, yes, Grizzlies draft Cedric Coward. They trade up to get him. I have no issues with the approach. I have no issues with the mentality behind it. You know, I do think, like, what scares me a little bit is that everybody agrees that this is just such a great pick. Everybody thinks it's a no-brainer. Everybody thinks he's going to be this great player. And it's just, like, never that easy in the NBA.
No, I mean, he could have shoulder problems throughout his career.
Already,
knowing us.
But there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
He could
it scared other teams off. We'll find out later when he's out
for
60 games this year.
That'd be
our luck. I'm certainly not pushing it on him.
I mean, he could come to the NBA. He could have a hard time, you know, getting a shot off because he's not playing in, you know, big sky anymore, right? Like these are valid concerns, I think.
Valid.
So I think if you're somebody that loves the pick, I think you're just sort of fantasizing a little bit, like
especially if you're a Desmond Bane fan. To your point,
yeah,
right. We moved out Desmond Bane for this.
Exactly.
If that's the take, that
exactly.
And this dude ends up not
because the likelihood is that this guy will not be as good for the Grizzlies as Desmond Bane was. At least in the short term.
What's the likelihood?
You know, I mean, I will say, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, number 11 pick. So there have been.
I was going to say, nobody was saying Desmond Bane was going to be the MVP, possibly.
No. It's been a while since the Grizzlies have drafted a player that got these kind of plaudits.
Some of them may be outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, I do think like the
amount of guy who was at Division III a little while ago.
Like, I haven't mentioned his name, the coach who has said he should go number two in the draft, because
right.
I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to give that oxygen because okay. It just feels outrageous. If he should have gone two, he would have gone two. Or three, or four, or five. A little bit of Monica in my life. You know what I'm saying? A little Blue Mamba number five, bro.
That's all I was saying there first hour.
Yeah.
Is that, you know,
if
he was this much of a fan miss,
issues.
Then he'd gone.
Now, players do get drafted later. It does happen.
You just said it.
You know, Jalen Williams went 12.
You just said SGA 11.
SGA 11. Pascal Siakam was a later
MVP.
Pick.
MVP.
You know, I mean, so there are fines that, but it's like, you know, it's hard. It's hard. And just because we like the way the guy interviews and just because we like the dimensions, that does not equal a great NBA player. You got to go do it on the court. First of all, you got to be on the court. And Zach Kleiman talked about that. Summer League, you know, I'm going out there for Summer League. I was like, you know, I never in my wildest dreams expected I'd have a chance to see Cedric Howard. I mean, some are saying the Michael Jordan of the big sky. I had never in my wildest dreams assumed I'd be able to do that for the Memphis Grizzlies.
I hear all he does is watch Last Dance.
Is that true? That's part of the –
that's part of the buildup. Yeah, every chance he gets, he's downloaded it, I believe, to his phone and all of his devices. He is watching Last Dance.
That's crazy. All right.
Because he has that and I also read Kobe Bryant Mamba-like mentality.
Okay.
So we could be getting the future post Ja and Jaren. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
what some of these folks would have you believe.
Let's focus on the present, which is, will Cedric Howard play in the Summer League, and how serious is that shoulder injury? This is Zach Kleiman on that exact subject. He talked about it last night. We're going to have that here for you just in a moment. Here we go.
Access to and those that we didn't, you know, through the NBA. He's long-term prognosis, you know, very good. His recovery has gone smoothly, you know, to date. In the pre-draft process, he participated only in one-on-one workouts, so he has not yet progressed to contact. So that will be the next step in his return to play progression. That makes things TBD for Summer League. We just drafted him tonight in a pending trade. So we have to get him in and get with the doctors, fully understand the next steps. But to answer the larger question, you know, his long-term, you know, medical, like we have a lot of confidence that that's not a long-term concern.
Interesting.
I heard a lot of tapping in there.
I know. Why can't we just say, oh yeah, he's good.
A lot of tap dancing. I think I heard in there. A lot of words.
I mean, it would have been great if he had just said, yeah, listen, he's got a shoulder injury. He's been dealing with it. We don't know if he's going to play in Summer League, but we fully expect him to be ready for the start of the regular season, which is what matters.
I'm just saying, that was a lot of words about the shoulder.
It was.
I'm sensing out for season.
I mean, honestly, it does start. Zach
just scares me because of our history. I'm
no, that's where
John
we're
jokes. I joke.
Yeah, we joke.
And
we joke.
I certainly don't want to speak anything.
No, but it's definitely will be reevaluated in 2 weeks, though, for sure.
Summer League. Beginning of the first
summer
month
is done. I can sense the tone. You can hear it.
No, yeah, he's not playing summer.
He said TBD.
He's not even doing contact.
He couldn't wait to tell us.
He's not. I appreciate the honesty. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want to. You know, I wouldn't want him to get up there and say, "Yeah, we expect to go to summer league." Then he doesn't play, and then you're like, "Oh,
well,
what the hell's going on?"
It was honesty, but was it transparency? He did
say
TBD.
I mean,
he could.
We have sent that up to Cash Patel, and we are going to try to interpret what that means. We'll have the investigation for you soon. We don't know yet exactly what it means. We've sent it to various departments. But, yes, it was definitely not like a, you know, soothing answer, you know. And it may, again, explain.
I hope we don't get reports of the physicals scared some teams off here.
That's
That's right. Hopefully it won't.
Yeah, look, I think Zach kind of, like, he's almost, like, so conscious of, like, what, he doesn't want to say the wrong thing, you know. So it's like
I feel like he's clearly listening, though,
because
he addressed the, whether it's the fan base or media, the go get the vet
now. Right.
That, he's, yeah, he, vets he, it yeah. up, but isn't the fix that gets you
it.
To a championship.
Because he hears
he,
it.
He said this is the better route for us.
That's right. That's right.
So he's responding in many ways to some of the criticisms.
Yeah.
You know, directly.
Yeah. It's
kind of like Drew said, you have to kind of read between the lines sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Other times,
even in just an answer about an injury, you got to
decipher a lot, dude. Like, that sounds more serious than...
Yeah, it does. It sounds like kind of almost...
With that many words.
Exactly. Almost grave. Like, you know, we have the utmost confidence in the doctors. Like, whoa, I didn't think that's where we were.
With the doctors immediately.
You know, is this a long, lingering... I mean,
he wasn't in a sling.
Right, he was not in the sling. That's good.
Bro, look, right? I mean, he didn't wasn't up there.
But again, like, you never
favoring the
you
thing,
never
so.
Like it when
no, bro.
The draft pick doesn't play in summer league. Right? Like, you just never it's never a great start. Mm-hmm. You know, like every legend that's played in the NBA has played in summer league damn near.
I don't know about all this, man. Are you being serious again? Is this real? That's ever played was for sure didn't miss the summer league?
It's a big thing, man.
Come on, bro.
It's a staple of the NBA.
Look, man, we got Cooper Flagg. If we need to put him in bubble, the black Cooper Flagg, that's what they're calling him. He should have gone number two. That's what they're saying.
So honestly, like every time Yang
hits if you got to put him in bubble wrap,
dunks,
then
you're not
going
to feel like we made a mistake. Like in summer
reach
and in summer league,
reach
every did they call him Chinese Jokic, bro?
Yeah, I saw that. Good luck. They do these guys a disservice.
They said he came down from the rafters when he got drafted. They didn't even know he was in the building.
Having the Kobe and the Michael Jordan stuff in the stories about Cedric, that's tough. I mean, it does. It describes him and sort of what you know. Okay, he's driven by that. So is everybody in the league, though. You know what I'm saying? In terms of going back, everybody in the league wants to have that sort of drive and motivation.
Yep.
Just it puts him in a category that to even be compared to that or something that you could be that is almost a disservice in many ways. But we do this with the Chinese Jokic, another example.
Yeah,
just we do this all the time around draft time.
We do,
and then they don't play in summer league.
Exactly, and it's just devastating.
You know what? This is going to go well. How many times can Zach Kleiman try to hit here for the three and miss? We're gonna get.
I wouldn't dare him.
We're gonna get it.
But again,
I mean, Jalen Wells was a backup three,
yeah.
And we got him, and now you're gonna, you know, you missed on Zaire.
Yeah,
here it is.
Here it is. So yes, it was. It's not exactly the most reassuring thing in the world that he's probably not going to play in summer league, but you know, hopefully he's just okay. Hopefully he's healthy and he can play in the regular season.
Would have been fun, though, with our all hands on deck, right?
Yeah.
And Isolo and then him and then Edie, if you had everybody, would have been a lot of fun for you out in Vegas.
That's right. But now.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even know who it was about to be, bro.
It's going to be
Zion Pullen.
Y'all going to have Gigi out there in chains.
That ain't even exciting anymore. I mean, that's like an audition for another team, isn't it, at this point? Like, go out there and average 30 a game in summer league and we can, like, get some value for you.
Man,
I know people will say, like, oh, he's only 20.
Y'all have turned your cold backs real quick on G.G. Jackson.
Where's his path?
My gosh, how high were we on this dude last year at this time?
Well, we were high on our own supply.
You said Kobe stuff, huh?
He watches Last Dance every chance he gets.
Got Kobe tendencies.
He's in the DMV line. He's watching Last Dance. He's walking to practice. He's watching Last Dance.
I'm just saying, around this time, we start to make anything look good.
No, like, honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
It just annoys me, like, a little bit when, like, I feel like I liked Cedric Howard, the idea of it yesterday before they, but now it's like, it's happened, and everybody loves it, and it annoys me, because it's like, how on earth can you possibly be that convinced?
Dude, I mean,
right? Like,
Matt Norlander basically put his career on this guy's going to be great for the Grizzlies.
Right. And again, there are parts of it that I guess I would start with, I understand the Grizzlies' philosophy here, and so I won't fault them if they miss on this, because I get it, and I respect it, and I endorse it. But in terms of, like, the player, it's like, how can you possibly want to get up here and throw a party, like, oh, we did it. How can you do that?
Well,
it's the 11th pick in the draft.
I will say, if it doesn't work, and this doesn't come to fruition in some way, John, we'll have to go back and criticize them and say, well, you had all of this flexibility, and no, maybe a P.J. Washington wasn't going to be the fix. Go down and get one vet, but we'll say this route didn't work.
Well,
you missed again. I mean, there's other picks here.
No, you're right.
I mean, you talked about Carter Bradley. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a couple other guys would have looked good.
Yeah.
We'd be probably talking just as high about, maybe even higher, just in terms of the fit itself. And so I'm just saying, if he – You can't keep missing your trading up and not get any criticism. You're right. We can't fault. We like the aggressiveness. Then that's what we'll give him the credit for. But if you miss, you miss.
Yes.
And that, unfortunately, has been the case as you started the show talking and touching on.
That's right.
You know, in a lot of these where he's moved up and missed.
But like
and we hold up Bain and Santi. Santi's, you know, but Laravia moved up.
Right.
Miss.
Like Yahoo Sports gave this pick an A++.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even think they gave Cooper Flagg an A++.
Well, wow. You won't say the name of the coach that thinks he should have been the two pick. Why? I mean, that's his opinion. We've used his opinion before, haven't we not?
David Thorpe is his name. I was kind of joking about that. But it's David Thorpe.
I mean, he's a known basketball guy.
But
did you know about that, BC?
No.
He said he should be. I don't remember who it was. It was like Hank Abbott. Had like a piece up about Cedric Cowell that he should be the number two pick in the draft.
Two pick in the draft.
Wow.
But like the consensus on this, right? That this is. I'm trying to marry two things here.
I'm following you.
I'm trying to marry the fact that there is just this universal consensus about this player. Jeff Calkins show poll, 91% of poll voters said they like the pick. To the decision to trade up and take Cedric, 91% said yes. Yahoo Sports A++. David Thorpe he should be the number two pick. Yet he goes 11.
Should he have gone? They make him sound like he's Ace Bailey.
That's what I'm worried about. It's like, it's not this easy. It's not this easy.
Right.
I just don't believe that, because if it was, he would go much higher than he did. Like there were so many bad teams in front. Like the Nets could have had him. The Wizards could have had him. The Pelicans could have had him. The Raptors could have had him. I mean, there are just so many. But the Suns could have had him. And, you know, and the Suns needed a 3-and-D guy, right? I mean, they just traded away one of the greatest scorers of all time. And they said, we'll take Malawach. So, you know, again, I'm not saying the Grizz are wrong here. I'm just saying that when there's such a unanimous –
Man,
you know,
it's weird, man. Yes. It seems like your opinions change during the show.
It's just I think it's a good pick, but I'm more so reacting to the reaction.
I got you. Like, yeah, no, I understand that.
It should be
because you're of that world when everybody's on the one side. That's usually going to end up wrong.
Right.
You come from that world now. So
I think it's just
what you're saying.
I think it's just, you know, it should be more muted than it is on a number 11 pick.
Yep.
I mean, people can react how they want to react, and that's fine, but. I just don't understand the pure jubilation, I guess I would say, about a guy that has clear issues here. He's hurt. He never played big at a big time place. Yeah, he's going to Duke. That's great. You know,
$3 million was on the table, they say.
Yeah, and I do value that for sure. And that's why I think he'll probably work.
Was that a real $3 million or more like a $2.1 million?
I think it was
that
real.
Duke had on the table.
I think it was real. Yeah,
he was going to be the centerpiece.
Yeah, because I remember that college basketball group chat used to talk about him all the time. You know, because he had that great combine. You know, and that's when it all flipped, his measurements and stuff. But I don't know. I'm taking a more patient approach to it. Like I think it's good. I think they got their guy. That's great. You know, but like let's see how it looks before we start playing the parade, man. Like I think there's a lot that has to play out. But if you're hoping to see him in summer league. You're probably going to be disappointed. But that's not what matters. It's the 82-game regular season, the playoffs, and hopefully he'll be ready for that.
And there's also what do you do with the two picks tonight? Second round, obviously, we'll carry it here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And we talked about it with Drew a little bit. I am of the belief as well that you got to get a big in here somewhere. But as of right now, and I'm just looking for – and you've got mock drafts still all over – about tonight's second round, but I love we did it yesterday running some of these guys by you and love to see what you think. Right now at 48, that Golden State pick, they've got you taking Micah Peavy, shooting guard, small forward out of Georgetown. Again, this is ESPN's mock draft, what the Grizzlies got doing at 40, what they're doing at 48, and then on down at 56, Hunter Salas, shooting guard out of Wake Forest, a senior, so not addressing the big. Hunter Salas is a guard, 6'10", wingspan, really thin. But you would not be addressing the big thing. Are you there with Drew and with me? Because I'm sitting in the swing right with them that with one of these two picks, you'd like to get a big body. You'd probably put on a two-way, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, who's it going to be then?
Because
it's not one of these two guys. Who you got your eye on?
By the way, I mean, PV was – was fine for Georgetown, I would that would be a waste of a pick in my view. I actually weirdly watched a lot of Georgetown. That's why I was so confident in Sorber. But his guard play was bad. Peavy was the best of it, but that ain't saying much.
But yeah, the 32% from three and 61 from the free throw line for his college career.
Yeah.
As an ugly, as a weird shot.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the big from Stanford, Raynaud. You're talking about Kalkbrenner from Creighton. You're talking about Jani Broome from Auburn, Cardwell from Auburn.
As you mentioned, two of those names are projected to be gone very early
right, in
the second. Raynaud, ESPN's got going 32, second pick of the first round, of the second round.
Yep.
To Boston, and you mentioned Kalkbrenner. You said it, both those guys would be gone. He's 33 to Charlotte.
Yeah, so.
So if they're off the board with when you're at 48, which they should be.
Yep.
What's left down there?
Yeah, it's a hell of a question.
If you're not moving up to get, you know, one of these guys you like better.
Yeah, it feels like not much, to be honest, in terms of guys that you would expect to play for you.
Jani, yes, no. If you use the 48 pick, ESPN's got him going 44. If he fell to 48, would you be?
I mean, you know, he was productive. That's fine. He's pretty, you know, high floor, very low ceiling.
Here's the other guys around there. Golden, Jani or Golden. The Michigan, remember him? Was the FAU kid?
Oh, Vlad Golden? Sure,
yes,
yeah, sure.
ESPN's got him 49.
If
you had your pick, you know, I want to say there's one more in that range that we know.
I actually like Vlad Golden, bro.
Locken is the other one at 55.
Locken's intriguing.
Three center bodies in that range. Which of those three you would go with? Golden?
I would probably go with Golden. I would rank it Golden,
okay.
Locken, Broome. And the reason I would go Locken ahead of Broome is because he can step out and shoot the three. He was doing that a little bit at Clemson there. So I think Golden actually could produce for you a little bit because he knows exactly what he is. You know, he's big, he's long, he's pretty strong.
Need some of that when Zach's out.
Yeah.
That guy.
I think he's older, you know. He's
24. Pretty,
yeah.
What, Golden? 24.
Yeah. So I like that, right?
Oh,
like,
one of the oldest players in the class.
Coming in with some toughness. So I think Golden would actually be a really good look for the Grizzlies there at 48.
48.
Yeah, if he's there, I'd take him. You know, the Kentucky big is interesting to me. Amari Williams.
Mm.
He's huge. That dude is absolutely huge. I mean, he can't score.
Yeah, he's in this range too. I should have mentioned him.
But he, I mean, I loved what he did for Kentucky. Like, they just surrounded him with a bunch of shooting, and he was like, be like, go be big inside, get us some boards.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think Amari Williams there, that's his name. I think he'd be great in one of those spots.
He'll be available. ESPN's got him going 53 to Utah, so in that range too. Yeah, maybe of either pick.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I mean, I would not. Like, why would you draft a wing or a guard right now? Like,
I don't know. And that's what ESPN had them taking both. Pretty much to me were guards, and one of them can't shoot.
Right. No thanks. And then Hunter Salas. Not really a winner, man. That's really not the kind of guy I'm looking to add. I mean, I know it's probably a two-way anyway, right? I mean, one.
Yes. These are not roster guys. Can't be, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I guess Locken is interesting on a two-way because he does have the, you know, multi-scoring ability. Where was he going?
I want to tell you, Locken's 55 to the Bulls.
Yeah, so... You know, he's not going to be a guy that ever lights it up, but, you know, he can step out and do it. So, there should be some name recognizable guys that are still available at 48.
And then there's the local Cam Jones, who we've said should be a second rounder.
Yep.
This has him going to Orlando. How would you feel about that? now, Orlando just took Jace last night.
That's right.
So, I don't know if that's great for Cam Jones.
I think they're just kind of, they're
throwing bodies at it, but to throw behind Suggs? I mean, what would be the point of having Cam and...
Yeah, I don't...
Jace
I don't,
is 6'2", right? I mean, he's on balls.
Right.
So, what's the...
I don't think Cam why would they go to the Magic.
Okay, yeah.
I think they're just assuming that because Mike is repping him and Paolo is there, that you know, he's going to... But I don't... Like, they just drafted Jace last night. So, I'm not sure...
Right.
Mike has ties to a lot of teams that are not the Orlando Magic. So, you know... It's not the only spot that Cam Jones could go, but that would be a great story, man. I mean, the list of Memphians that have been drafted is not super, super long, you know? I mean, it's still...
The last one was Kennedy?
Yeah. Unless I'm missing somebody.
The last Memphian.
Yeah. And he was...
Always,
you know,
feels like we missed one, but I feel like that's
second
right.
Second round guy. I mean, Adonis didn't get drafted. Joe didn't get drafted.
Back now.
Chris didn't get drafted. I'm just thinking, you know, I mean, I know there were some guys in between. You know, we don't really count James. He moved here, but he wasn't a Memphian. So it's still a big accomplishment to hear your name called in this thing in the top 60. It's hard, man. It's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, the fact that that dude stayed at Marquette through NIL, through transfer portal, like.
Not just that. He did it the whole way. He stayed at ECS the whole time.
Yep.
Like, he'd never left, you know, wherever he went. He stayed. He finished. It was about, you know, starting, you know, finishing what you start with him.
I mean, that's amazing.
And most of them these days, you know, everybody's bouncing around.
Yep.
He, as you say, two coaches at Marquette. Woj is who you commit to, right?
Yep.
And then it's Shaka you finish with.
Yep.
So. You know, just a lot to say about his commitment level to what he does.
Yeah.
And he's going to play in the league for probably a good while.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to hijack this because there's more from the draft that we have not discussed.
By all means.
Ace Bailey goes 5 to the Utah Jazz, which is interesting because he had said, or it was reported at least, that he had told the Jazz he was not going there.
Didn't visit.
Didn't work out for anybody, but... Specifically, the Jazz and the Hornets were singled out as places that he did not want to go. And the Jazz say, we don't give a damn. We're about to pay you $30 million. We'll see you in training camp. See you in summer league.
he was being nice about it.
Yeah.
You know, they said that he told Mark Spears, though, pulled aside after the draft, he had no idea the Jazz were interested in him. He admitted that after the draft to Mark Spears. It's out there.
Yeah.
Who's with Danscape.
Well, and his face said it all, bro. If you saw his face when he heard his name called, he was devastated. He wanted to go to Washington.
You know, in the presser, he had gotten back cool. Yeah.
Exactly.
But he said it afterwards to where he was with Mark Spears, wherever they ended up being.
Exactly. So Ace Bailey goes number 5. I like that. Hey, if you get him locked in and engaged.
You like Austin Ainge doing that, taking him prisoner, basically?
Well, I mean, he's getting paid handsomely. You know, he'll learn to love it. $30 million per. You can send me to Kazakhstan for $30 million. I'll go to Iran during the bombs for $30 million. 30 M's, I'll do it.
But he was specifically targeting areas and based on, you know, upside 4 second contract. And you know, to him and his reps, they had said Utah's not the spot for
this. That's right. Well, the Utah said, so, we like you, man. We're going to take you.
So you have to roll with it. I get it. Yeah. You're getting picked. It's out of your control.
And you could do
you
Eli Manning.
You have
to do that. You could say I'm not playing, and you got to trade me. You could do that, but
nah, he ain't that. I mean, he ain't Eli Manning.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. He's the fifth pick.
Right. And it's not a quarterback.
Right. I mean,
quarterbacks have way more leverage. But
I thought it was a gamble by Austin, but good for him. Then.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't care what this player says.
It was a game of chicken. You know, and I guess Austin Ainge won, but I mean Ace Bailey, the loser, gets $30 million. I mean, so, and then they draft Walter Clayton Jr. I think they had a hell of a draft.
Yes.
I mean, if Ace Bailey can.
He's a winner. Walter Bailey. Whatever. What is it?
Walter Clayton. Excuse me. If you combine Ace Bailey and Walter Clayton, though, you might have the greatest player. You might have a Cedric Coward.
Yep.
You might have the greatest player of all time. Mm-hmm. Cedric Coward, the greatest player of all time. But I liked their draft. I liked Man at 10. I mean, that's good value for the Suns, bro. Like, you're getting a guy with a 7'6 wingspan who's one of the youngest players in the draft.
And you're putting him next to Mark Williams for the time being. Like, all of a sudden, they got an inside, two inside presence. Mark can score. They got Jalen Green. They got Devin Booker.
Yep.
That doesn't look like a tear down, you know, let's rebuild this thing. Oh, it's going to represent a good pick. All of a sudden, they look decently competitive.
Yep, exactly. So, over to ESPN. Best picks of the night, as you might be able to guess, they all said Cedric. I'm just kidding. They didn't.
I was looking for it.
Yeah. Carter Bryant to the Spurs at 14 from Kevin Pelton.
That is a great pick.
Malawach at 10 from, that's Wu, Jeremy Wu. He also says Thomas Sorber. At 15, who we talked about earlier.
He's the Hardenstein replacement.
That's exactly right.
Or when they have to pay Jalen, those guys.
And, dude, like, it's just such a sick situation because he gets to sit on the bench for 2 years and develop on his time because they're the reigning freaking champs.
Yep, man. And Sam Presti doing it right, man.
Yep.
But that's why we need climbing to hit on these.
That's right.
Can't keep missing.
That's right. You know, people like the Jakachonis pick for the Heat at 20. I mean, I get it. But
no one understands what the Pelicans are doing.
Correct. Which is
giving up that unprotected Atlanta. That pick's going to be great.
Yeah.
For them next year.
Yeah. I, you know,
unprotected, bro.
Rashear Fleming, the St. Joe's big, I wonder if the Grizzlies try to trade up and get him. You know, he's 6'9", 240, and he's got that wingspan. He's available. Because he's probably going to go 31. I mean, he's, you know, he's one of those guys that people were shocked to see get out of the first round. Mm-hmm. You probably can't trade up enough to get him, but I don't know. Hell, it's a second round. What's the going rate? I have no idea. You know, let's attach.
Oh, we got it. I mean,
let's go get him. You know, but there are lots of options. Lots of options in the 2025 NBA draft. Let me throw this at you. Did it feel like? We were talking about this in the group chat. Did it feel like this NBA draft just didn't have that much juice? Like it just
I thought we were saying that before, you know, months before the draft that
right.
This was a down draft, and a lot of these guys looked the same after the top five.
Right. Some people theorize that because these guys are all already rich, that it's not as gratifying.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
To see them get their names called because they already are millionaires because of NIL. You know, there's
not as great. Did you see the way they were crying? I thought that stood out more than anything. About half, maybe all of them felt like they were crying.
Danny Wolf's brother was crying.
Bro, so was Mawatch, I thought it was.
Oh, was
everybody was, dude, everybody was. Wasn't your boy Clayton, wasn't he crying?
I wasn't on Cry Watch for Clayton. I didn't see him.
Bro,
I
thought somebody put together a montage or something. There were a lot of tears last night. It looked to me like they had just hit the money when these folks been having money for a while.
VJ Edgecombe had a great story where he was talking about, you know, they were living off a generator in the Bahamas 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Let me tell you something. What's big boy's name from Michigan, his brother?
Danny Wolf.
Man, that man's cry face, that's going to be out there like the Jordan one.
I
hate to, like, you know.
Yeah. Single him out. Even though he was crying.
But it's going to get turned against him.
He was balling.
And it's going to be out there the rest of time.
It is. Yep, it is.
Just his face.
But you know why, though, right? You know why he was crying like that?
I mean, again, I'm not judging it. I'm not saying it's wrong.
It's because Vecini had him going to the Grizz at 16, man. Vecini had him going 16 to the Grizz.
I mean, it was... Yeah, just they're going to use that against him.
Yeah, it was quite the image.
Unfortunate.
It was.
Some people just have an uglier cry face.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And it was you could tell that was a deeply genuine.
Again, that's why I hate to touch on it.
Yeah.
We have to because it was.
That's right.
I mean, it's everywhere. Have you looked at social media
today? Oh, no, it is everywhere.
We talk about what folks are talking about here.
We have a finger on the pulse.
Even when it's tough.
That's exactly right. All right. Favorite for you? Do you have like one above the rest?
Coward.
That's a good answer.
My favorite is Cooper Flagg, man.
Nobody wants to be brave enough to say that, but you are going there.
I've already said I liked what OKC did. Sorber, I think that's up there on my list, and what San Antonio did.
Yeah, San Antonio, Dylan Harper, and they.
And we didn't even talk about Dylan Harper, because of course that's the guy.
He's kind of shadowed by Coop, but yeah, I mean, I saw the introduction with him and Wimby. It was kind of awkward. It was like, "Hey, man, I know you."
I didn't see that.
They like you know, on the phone, like, "I think you're my teammate." Like, yeah, I'm your teammate, man. But it was cool though. It was cool. Obviously, Dylan Harper is already going to make more than his dad in his first contract.
Wimby, De'Aaron, Stephon, Dylan Harper, Carter Bryant.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm starting to really like.
Yeah.
You know what they got down there.
It's very, it's cooking.
Wimby, Fox, Castle, we love.
Yep.
Harper, I like. I think he's going to be. And then everybody's saying Carter Bryant might have been the best pick of the night.
Right.
So I mean that right there is, you got to start something great, maybe.
Yes.
It's not pop coaching it, but it's the pop culture, and I trust that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like what the Spurs are doing. I hate to say it. Another Western Conference team knows what it's doing. It's good we have the Pelicans who never know what they're doing to sort of stay ahead of, and you know you're good there. But, man, I thought, you know, OKC, they got better. San Antonio beneath you got better. I hope Coward's good.
It's tough.
I hope Coward hits.
That's all right. That's all you can do. All right, we'll come back. Bennett Doyle is going to join us at 125. Never said those words. Just said him. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies draft. We'll talk to him about, you know, his life, right? What he's been up to and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'd turn to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boom City Fireworks! It's about that time. We're about a week out from the 4th of July. Get your fireworks. Stock up. 3rd Street South or get well at State Line Road for the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. Open daily 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Got the largest selection of fireworks in stock in the Mid-South at Boom City Fireworks. They got it all. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, cakes, artillery shells, and more. Visit the Facebook page, Boom City Fireworks, for more information. Daily specials. Now is the time. 2 air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South, Getwell, State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks. The Grizzlies made a big boom! They brought the boom yesterday when they drafted young GOAT Cedric Howard. You know, are you familiar with the Costco guys, man? They have a whole album, man, where they talk about bringing the boom. They bring the boom.
No, I'm just not into the shopping like that, bro.
Just get into it, man.
No, I don't do it. You know, I don't roll up there with my wife and do it, and I don't do it on my own. I let her handle that. That's just how we do it in our household.
Yeah.
And if you wouldn't judge that, I appreciate it.
I wouldn't dare judge it. I hate grocery shopping. I can't stand it.
So she makes you do that?
Well, she...
Or you like doing it?
Well, no, I've gotten to a point to where it's all... Like, if she says we have to make a Costco trip, right? I'm just using it's all on Uber Eats. It's delivered. We get that thing delivered, even if it costs $20 more. Because I explained to her, time, money, there's an equation, right? Mm-hmm. I would rather pay somebody else for their time than use my own to grocery shop. I hate it. I can't stand it.
Thank you.
It feels inefficient.
I can't ever find anything. I'm just no good in there. It's really
right.
A personal problem.
And here's the other, like, so my wife is actually great at it, but I get, you know, stuck with both kids, right? When she
That's
goes,
your job.
So
when you go, okay, watch the kids. Right, that's understandable.
But I don't want to get stuck with Dominic is getting out of control.
Well, why can't you just stay home with the kids and she go though?
That's what she wants to do, but I refuse to do it. I'm not gonna be here one on two. Y'all not gonna double team me.
Come on, bro. You the coach.
I know, but coach is getting manhandled right now by the players. And we're losing control of the locker room.
But it's your players.
I know, but we're losing control of the locker room, man. We need more NIL or something. I don't know what it is over there. But Dominic is getting out of control. He's getting my wife put him in an Italian shirt yesterday, and it was the worst he's ever acted. I don't know what the hell it was about that damn shirt, but I told her he better not ever wear that again. He was throwing stuff, getting into everything, screaming and carrying on. Like, what the hell is wrong with this kid?
Mm.
So, you know, we're in that age, man. We're getting to be 2 years. We're one and a half. You know, they call them the terrible twos.
Know all about it.
So we're getting there. We got some good news today, though. I don't want to just focus on the bad things that are happening in my life, which is my kids. I want to talk about the good things that are happening, which is the airport. We love the airport. We love transit. We love traveling. It's getting a new name. It's the Frederick W. Smith International Airport moving forward. Round of applause. Can we get a round of applause for Fred?
You know, hold on. There's an editor's note here. I want to be careful. Because it says that it's still being, they had to go back and change it. There's incorrectly stated that it's going to be named Frederick W. Smith International Airport. The name is still to be decided. So apparently there was some pushback already.
Okay.
And there's been an editor's note update.
I thought it was an announcement.
It was. A previous version, it was out, and that it was going to be Frederick W. Smith International Airport. And they pulled back, and the new news is that it's still to be decided.
Got it.
Even though that what it is official. And it's something we speculated about and said should happen,
yeah.
Is that it will be named
right.
After Fred Smith.
So maybe just a little went a little early.
I don't know if it's a tweak to the actual Frederick W. Smith.
Yeah,
part
they
of
wrote
it.
Is to be renamed.
Right.
So it has the renaming hasn't officially taken hold yet, but I guess it will. The Memphis-Shelby County Airport Authority approved the resolution to name the airport after Smith in a board meeting today.
Yes.
So. I guess the name is still to be decided, but the abbreviation is unlikely to change, which is MEM.
Right.
I mean, this is easy, right? This is an easy one.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be just the use of Frederick. Maybe you want captain in that thing, because I don't know if you heard the story that Hardiman had told, but that's what his email was at FedEx. And as a former Marine, he looked at himself as the captain and everything else. And I thought that was a pretty cool thing about him, and especially the leader he was.
Absolutely.
But maybe it's something like that where they're incorporating that part of it into the name. Again, that's what it looks like, is that everybody, it's done, it's been approved, but that just Frederick W. Smith International Airport is going to be, you know, something maybe a little different, maybe a little adjusted. And, yeah, man, if it's a captain, I think that'll be appropriate. But whatever they just, if it's just Fred, that will be too. But, yeah, we're just, I suppose we're probably just moments away from knowing what the official title will be.
Yeah.
But MEM won't change.
Yeah, maybe they want to find a way to, like, keep Memphis in the name somehow. Like, they're maybe trying to tweak it or maybe it just was reported before the people were ready for it to be reported.
But. I think the interesting thing about this story is you and I don't know if you remember this, but we've had things like this. And I think even the airport, we've come up and we said, well, who in Memphis could we name it after? Right, we talked about it. I think even maybe when we were talking to O'Hare and trying to figure out why Chicago named it O'Hare, we even talked about Memphis and who would be that. And it's kind of crazy that we had to get here, and maybe we settled on it then, but there is no one else. It is the name. It is the person to name it after. There's no one else that's done more, given more, helped more people in this city, probably just in terms of the. Yeah, when you think about the families, not just the employees of FedEx and the hundreds of thousands that there are, the families of those employees.
Absolutely.
And the families, the generations of them that have benefited because of the stock, the 401k, and all that.
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about literally ripple effects that will go through generations of Memphis. Nobody has done. So my point is, you know, whoever we hit on, yeah, maybe back during when they were doing the spokesman days. Remember, Tony Allen was a spokesman. We might have been talking about it then. Nobody would have been this perfect for it, and so that's why it seemed like such a no-brainer right after Fred passed that we said we should do this.
Yep,
you should probably put a statue out front of the man, and yeah, man, it just makes too much sense.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, and it just, you know, given everything that the man meant to Memphis and did for Memphis, you know, you try to honor people as much as you can. You know, obviously one day we'll be naming some things after Calkins, right? I don't know if it would, like, maybe it'll be like the Jeff Calkins. Maybe we'll change our call signs to CALK, you know. I think that's one way we can honor him.
Yeah. Should do it at the DM or something.
I think we could do that. We could call it the Daily Calkins.
Or here. Yeah, maybe name, you know, what are you going to do? A Golden Mike named after him?
92.9 FM CALK,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, yeah, I think there's a lot of, we could commemorate some things, but that's what you do. You give people flowers, ideally while they're still with you, but certainly after.
He wouldn't let, that's part of the story is that Salmon said it, that Fred wasn't going to let the place be named after him while he was still alive.
Yep.
He said, you do that stuff for dead people.
That's
God
right.
bless him, and that's yes. Right. And so now's the, you know, yeah, we waited.
That's
so,
right.
But this had sort of been in works and thought about for a long time.
Yes.
Even while Fred was still alive. I'm glad it's getting done.
And it's great. I mean, the airport's on the up and up. It's a beautiful airport now. You got a brand new name for it. We got some, like we're adding flights every day, man. You know, we're cooking.
Salmon says, he told me that naming buildings is for dead people. You do what you want to do when I'm gone. How about that?
Yep.
And Salmon's getting his way. Almost immediately after. Like, none more Memphis than that. I think it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, we added you know, new routes to Austin, Tampa, Raleigh this year at the airport. Man, we got some things going, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, Breeze Airways. I've never had the pleasure of using Breeze Airways, but I'll let you have that one first. You take Breeze Airways first.
You know I stay on American Airlines.
There you have it. So very, very well deserved. Whenever it becomes official, whatever the name is, obviously, you know, it'll be well deserved. All right, we'll come back. Interesting process on landing on Thomas Isolo for the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, and I know we certainly had a perception of how the search should go. I don't think the search went the way we wanted it to go, but we'll talk about it when we get back. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.